This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Christy Blank, Clinical Director for the Maricopa County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Good morning, Rick.
Today, Christy, we're going to cover a variety of topics, everything from COVID to possibly some scam activity going on in the county concerning people visiting people's homes. But we'll get to that a little bit later. We will look at some of the COVID information that is going on right now, and there is some changing going on. And first off, COVID vaccine, we've now moved into the booster phase. And a lot of talk this week about children's vaccinations and so forth. And I thought we'd start off with that. If you could tell us, where is the children's vaccination right now?
Sure, Rick. What they're telling us is that they're expecting the FDA to issue the EUA on children's vaccine for ages 5 to 11-year-olds. That would be the Pfizer vaccine. They're expecting that to happen any day now this week, and then it will have to go through the ACIP committee for recommendation, which is scheduled for November 2nd. So we're expecting those vaccines to be available and approved to give by the 3rd of November. So we're approaching it really quickly. We're excited to be able to have that age group to provide additional coverage to.
For children, just so people know when it gets to that point, is it the same as the adult for Pfizer? Will you have the two-shot sequence, or how will the child vaccination be?
We haven't got all of the details yet at this point. We do know that it is a smaller dose, but we'll have to wait and see what the EUA, the final issue is on that to guide us and tell us, you know, what the dose is, and if it is going to be a two-dose series, which we suspect it will be. But we don't know until they issue that final approval and recommendation to us what we're going to be charged with giving.
Do you anticipate you'll just have this where a person elects to have their child vaccinated? You'll do that, or will there, as you did in some cases with adults, will there be sort of, I guess we could call it, quote, a mass immunization for the first part of it, or how do you think you might go about it when it actually is at the point where it's real?
So we work very closely with all of our school districts throughout Maricopa County, and so we've been in contact with them over the past couple months in anticipation of this approval coming, and we've put out a survey here and there asking for the interest from the parents in each school district about who would be interested in vaccinating their children in that age group. So we've been doing some forefront planning, and we will go around and do clinics in the schools and try to get those kids taken care of immediately. That way we can, you know, get that broader coverage and keep schools open and keep kids going. And then we have daily clinics here at the Maple Street office in Gillespie, and we will be offering vaccines to kids out of our mobile unit outside the same way that we do adults. So we haven't really drilled down to figure out exactly what that'll look like outside of the school setting, but we will definitely offer multiple days and choices so we can get these kids vaccinated. And if we get to the point where mass vaccination is warranted again, we're prepared to flip to that direction instantly.
On another front, it's been around for a little while now, but the booster vaccinations, I just wanted to ask you, they're available for people who are eligible. You have to wait so long and things like that, but have you seen many people seeking booster shots, or sort of what have you been finding since they've been available?
Sure. So now we have boosters for all three vaccines, which is new over the past couple of weeks. And they've expanded the eligibility for those boosters to 65 and older, age 18 and older, who live in long-term care settings, underlying medical conditions, high-risk settings, things like that. So pretty much anybody who is 18 and over could qualify for any one of those boosters. So right now with the Moderna and Pfizer, it has to be at least 6 months since your second dose. for you to qualify to get it, or Johnson & Johnson, and has to be at least 2 months from your first dose for you to qualify and get it. Over the past about week and a half, we have really picked up our volume. We've gone from, I'd say, 10, 15 a day to yesterday we had close to 80. So the demand is definitely there for these boosters.
With that said, of course, there's still, if one has not got their COVID shots, whichever one they choose, those are still available. That is at the Maple Street Clinic Gillespie, and that's still going now the same way it has for the past few weeks. People can pre-register. You've got to register to get the shot, and then they can come there Monday through Friday. Is that still how it's going?
That is correct. So they can go out online, and they can register just like they did through the mass vaccination clinics. Pre-register, bring your voucher code with you. If you have trouble registering online, we still have our COVID command center up and going. That number is 217-313-5078. And we've got a team sitting in there that answers the phones all day long that can help you get registered if you can't get it done online, or if you have issues getting registered. Same way with testing. Our testing is still available Monday through Thursday. We do make you pre-register for that as well. Same thing, you can register on our website at www.mcphd.net, or you can call the command center and they can help you get registered.
Now, Christy, I thought we'd now take a moment to switch gears, but it's something that's been coming up, I would say probably the past 3 weeks. We just had an incident here in Carlinville late last week in which, well, people apparently are showing up at a home or homes in Macoupin County. And in one case, I think it was called, they were there and said they were from the health department and they wanted to do a wellness check. And then most recently, there was a situation where somebody said they were from the health department and they wanted to do a records check at a person's home by knocking on their door. Both cases, everybody was alerted. That's not how you do business, but we thought you'd let you talk about how the health department would do their business and that obviously this is some type of a scam for whatever reason.
Yes, we want to encourage everyone to pay close attention, because we at no point will ever send a staff member into the public to somebody's home to do any kind of business of that sort. If we're coming to your home to provide a home vaccine or something of that sort, we will make contact with you on the phone prior to arriving, and you will expect us to be showing up. We will never come unannounced. We don't do any kind of business of checking records or doing home visits. The only program that we have going right now as far as the general public is the homebound vaccine program, and that's a program that they have to request from us. So I just want to caution everyone that if somebody is coming to their home and identifying themselves as the health department, that is not us. At any point, if somebody does arrive, seek help, please also notify us so we can continue to let the public know that, again, that's not how we conduct our business.
And like the case here in Carlinville, I know Carlinville Police said, and I think probably would apply to any municipality, you also probably contact your local police authority.
For sure.
Christy, thank you for joining us today on the forum and discussing the vaccinations and the situation with the possible home scams.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.